Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Caldwell, 248-539-9797. Let's get right back to your phone calls. We go to True in Detroit. You're next. Hi, True.
Gentlemen, how are y'all this morning?
We're great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First, I'm doing my champ and chump. Yep. My champ is the wide receiver from the 49ers, Marquise Goodwin.
Yep.
Play wide receiver. We found out his newborn son passed away hours before he played. I think that took a lot of heart. And I said a prayer for him and his family. I can't even imagine going through that.
Yep.
I mean, we have other great stories like Brett Favre played when his dad died, but the child, that was really deep. And my champ's got to be the Georgia Bulls. I was stationed in Fort Benning for like 8 years, so any team out of Georgia and Michigan are my favorites. For them to lay down like a deviled egg and just take a beating like that is just painful to watch. So I really couldn't believe that. Notre Dame, I think they're always overrated, so I really wasn't surprised by that. Michigan State, I figured they was going to lose, but not that bad. But Georgia had to be the biggest chump for the week, maybe the month.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, I jumped Notre Dame because I thought they would win. In our pregame show on Saturday, I picked Auburn to win, and I picked Michigan State to lose. And so I went with Notre Dame over Georgia or Michigan State because that's a team I thought should win. So
right.
I go back to the original statement. Maybe that makes us chumps true for for believing
yeah.
in those teams. But I got to tell you, it's I kind of like Georgia's program. I like the way they did things under Mark Richt, who does things the right way. And
right.
I guess that's kind of carried over even though the coach changed. That was really disappointing. Really disappointing.
Now, let me ask you this. What do you think is going to happen? I'm not a big SEC as far as like Tennessee, but what do you think is going to happen there with the coach being fired there?
It was funny. I read some stuff out of Tennessee yesterday, and you know who they put as the most likely guy to get that job?
Lane Kiffin?
It was not Lane Kiffin, no. It was Brohm, the coach at Purdue.
Wow.
I know. And I thought that seems strange to me, but then he's got a background and, you know, he's got a background. Was it Western or Eastern Kentucky? And maybe he has some Tennessee ties. I don't know, but
they played in Louisville, right?
What's that? He did. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I found that to be odd. I mean, he wasn't, you know, they kind of had it was like ranking them based upon realistically getting the Tennessee job. And Jeff Brohm was ranked number one. Yeah, seems odd to me.
Other names out of their list?
Y'all every day, man. And, thanks for taking my call. Have a great day, y'all.
Sure.
Thanks,
thank
true. Yeah, when I saw, obviously, you see that Butch Jones gets fired, and you're like, all right, well, who's next? Who's next in line there? What are the hot names right now being thrown in?
Well, the pipe dream one is Gruden, and there's that rumor out there that they're going to offer Gruden just so much money. But let me see if I can find the original
Harbaugh
story.
Money?
I don't know. I don't know what it would take. I think the Gruden thing, I think the ship has sailed on his coaching career.
I think he loves doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think he makes a good living at it, and he doesn't have to go out there and recruit. He doesn't have to be accountable week in and week out to a fan base. It's not easy. I mean, that's a rebuilding job there at Tennessee. It's fertile recruiting ground being in the SEC, and certainly Tennessee has been a program that was a very good program for many years, and they've fallen on some hard times here, but get the right coach in place and you could maybe turn things around in 4-5 years. But I can't see Gruden going to the college ranks.
I found another list. This isn't the same list, but Jeff Brohm, Louisville, Kentucky native, blah, blah, blah. He's on the list. Gruden's on the list. Chip Kelly's on the list.
Chip Kelly, I could see.
Yeah. Scott Frost is on the list. Justin Fuente is on the list. Dan Mullen's on the list. So I don't know. 248-539-9797. Yeah.
Can't see. Can you see him leaving Mississippi State?
Nope.
Did you say Jim Bob Cooter's name, Doug?
No.
I mean, that seems to be one. I don't think it happened, but I mean, there's ties there. As long as Jim Bob Cooter continues with this offense getting better, maybe a playoff win. You never know.
Right? No, that's a good point. T. Martin, their former, quarterback, who's now the coordinator at – here we go. I did find Jim Bob Cooter. I scrolled down far enough. I got the Jim Bob Cooter. Former Vol walk-on rose to fame for his name as much as anything while he was with the Vols. But since his playing days ended, Cooter has been screaming up the coaching ranks.
Screaming Cooter?
After being a graduate assistant at Tennessee, Cooter had stops with the Indianapolis Colts, Chiefs, and Broncos as a quality control coach. In 2014, Cooter got his first big break, landing the quarterback coaching job with the Detroit Lions, working with Matthew Stafford. In 2015, he was promoted to offensive coordinator by head coach Jim Caldwell. Cooter has earned tons of praise from Stafford, but has drawn criticisms this season for an offense that's not producing the way they did a year ago. Currently, Cooter makes between $1 and $2 million. Pros, Cooter is a...
missed out on two Cooters.
Cooter is a vet with a great relationship with Peyton Manning and Manning's respect to the offensive mind. Cooter is a football junkie. He's single and eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Cons, Cooter's never been a head coach. He's never recruited. He's never shown any interest in returning to the college game. Prior to the season,
Cooter
was a hot young name in the NFL that many believe would get a chance to interview for a head coaching vacancy. Wow.
I want you to hang out of that one when my voice is feeling better.
For a little Cooter? All right. You want me to read that whole thing some other day?
I mean, there's like a dozen Cooters.
There's a lot there for you to have fun with.
It's like a baker's dozen Cooters.
You can't have fun with Cooter, then you can't have fun.
Hang on to that Cooter, Doug.
All right, I'll hang on to this Cooter.
I'll lose that Cooter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.